The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. And let's begin with this one from Good Housekeeping. It is part 8, which is the last part of our 8-part series, Your 8-Week Healthy Habits Plan. So, week 8, maintain motivation. We all have challenging days, but don't let lack of momentum or a bad mood derail your healthy habits. Building in motivation as a daily habit can help you stay centered and on track to your new practices, and so they can become lifelong solutions. And if negative thoughts are holding you back, be kind to yourself. You don't have to be perfect to move forward. You can replace negative thoughts like, I am so lazy today, with ones like, I did fabulously yesterday. And on days when even that seems too hard, remind yourself of your bigger goals, why you are committing to these healthy habits, and simply do your best. Sticky habit tricks? Make it obvious. A visual nudge can help you stick to your goals. A meta-analysis of 50 studies found that signage urging people to take the stairs increased stair usage by over 50%. Whatever your goal is, put a positive written prompt near a decision point. For instance, a sticky note on the refrigerator to remind you of your healthy habits. Phone alerts are useful too. Make it attractive. Add music, which can help you help make things feel fun instead of an annoying chore. British researchers discovered that runners who listen to motivational rock or pop music, like Queen or Madonna, exercised for up to 15% longer and felt better doing it. A kitchen dance party may even help make something like meal prep a little more appetizing. Make it easy. Begin with small, achievable goals such as a 1-minute meditation, a 10-minute walk, or eating mindfully every other day. You don't need to kill it every single day. And last, make it satisfying. Once a week, journal about your accomplishments on your healthy habits, how far you've come, and what you're still looking forward to achieving. Give yourself all the credit you deserve. From Woman's Day, Life Lessons by Steve Leder, Woman's Day's rabbi in residence. He shares ancient and universal Jewish wisdom. Most of us have never hurt someone with our fists, but we've all hurt someone with words. The ancient rabbis understood the power of words. In fact, of the 44 sins solemnly recited 10 times throughout the annual Day of Atonement, also known as Yom Kippur, which is this year begins in September the 24th. 12 are sins of speech. The magician's abracadabra comes from the Talmudic phrase, Abara Kidabara, I create as I speak. It's true, with words we create, and with words we destroy. Why do we gossip? In a word, insecurity. We chatter about people we imagine to be of equal or greater importance in order to seem more important to ourselves. But what is if the information is true? It would be better for a person not to have been born than to publicly shame another, says the Talmud. Not to be publicly shamed, but to publicly shame another. Publicly shaming another, even with the truth, is wrong. It brings out the worst in us and in our society. I lay it down as a fact that if all men knew what others say of them, there would not be 4 friends in the world. Blaise Pascal reportedly said, we can't avoid gossiping all the time, but we can limit the number of people with whom we do it and the amount of time we spend doing it. Here's why that matters. 1, you never know when what you've said can and will be used against you. 2, when we limit gossip, we spend less time talking about nonsense and more on ideas and feelings that really matter. And 3, relationships are often destroyed by words. When we gossip, love dies. Parents, there's a simple story for children about the dangers of gossip. Squeeze all the toothpaste out of the tube and challenge your child to put it all back in. They won't be able to. Then remind them that words, once spoken, are just like toothpaste. When I was young, said Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel, I admired clever people. Now that I am old, I admire kind people. We can all be more kind. We can deepen our relationships by limiting our shallow gossip. We can use our words to heal rather than hurt, to praise rather than shame. We can use our words to make love last. And if you want to follow Rabbi Steve Leader, his newest release, a beautiful journal that includes step-by-step guide for writing your ethical will, inspired by his best-selling book, For You When I Am Gone, 12 Essential Questions to Tell a Life Story. Leader's also the author of the best-selling The Beauty of What Remains, How Our Greatest Fear Becomes Our Greatest Gift. I'll spell his last name, L-E-D-E-R. From Good Housekeeping, Earth's Ally Weed Eater, Weed Whacker, for a beautiful plant-friendly solution to common garden weeds, simply add water to this powdered weed and grass killer concentrate tested by the Good Housekeeping Labs. So Earth's Ally is the brand, Weed and Grass Killer Concentrate, $14 for 20 ounces, available on Amazon. Why it earned the Good Housekeeping seal? Our sustainability lab analysts and experts like this sea salt-based formula kills weeds and grass while being safe for people, pets, and the planet. Four little asides. Safe solution. This sea salt-based formula won't harm humans, pets, or the environment when used as directed. Earth's Ally research also shows it's safe for bees, which are critical to the food supply and ecosystem. Long-lasting results. Our experts reviewed data and images showing browning on treated weeds and grasses in as little as 3 hours. At the end of a 30-day study, the formula was proven to kill down to the roots. Simple to use. In a reusable sprayer, mix 1 gallon of water with the full contents of the 20-ounce Earth's Ally bag. Shake, then get started on treating your weeds on a dry, sunny day. Any mixed product that remains can be stored in the sprayer until the next use. And no harsh chemicals. Earth's Ally relies on safe and effective ingredients that are intended for use in organic gardens and high foot traffic areas like patios, driveways, and sidewalks. Again, it's Earth's Ally Weed and Grass Killer Concentrate, $14 for 20 ounces on Amazon. From Woman's Day, She's Healing Through Laughter, Lisa Marie Riley, Staten Island, New York. Lisa, a court stenographer and mom, was sitting outside in the car waiting for her husband David to finish his first chemotherapy appointment when her sister gave her an idea that changed her life. Start an Instagram account as a place they could joke around together just for themselves. As it turned out, the straight-talking, relatable humor of Lisa's confessional-style videos resonated with folks all over the internet. And she now has around 222,000 followers on Instagram. If you want to follow her, it's at O-N-E, that's one, funny, F-U-N-N-Y, Lisa Marie, L-I-S-A-M-A-R-I-E. And even more on TikTok. It was a healthy outlet for me with everything I was going through, she says. So much so that when she was offered the opportunity to do stand-up, she decided to pivot to comedy as her main gig. Here I was. I had 3 children, a sick husband, and no income, and I became a comedian, and it worked. After David passed away last year, she took a break from her comedy career, but these days she's performing and posting again, now that she's seen what a powerful tool comedy can be and the community she's built of people who have been helped through their own hard times by her jokes. How could I stop now? She asked. From Real Simple, Pretty Smart First Class Beauty Tips. Frequent flyers share the tricks that help them look and feel fantastic in every time zone. First, Jacqueline Gifford, editor-in-chief of Travel and Leisure magazine, offers tips. pack multifunctional products. Whether I'm hopping on a train, going on a cruise, or taking a flight, finding things that do triple duty is key because toting a full bag of gear gets annoying. And there are plenty of airports, hello Heathrow, that still insist you put liquids in plastic bags. I like Ilia's Multi-Stick, $36 at Sephora, which works as a blush, highlighter, and lip tint. She also says, tend to your teeth. I have to brush my teeth before I set foot off the plane, especially if it was an overnight flight. I know brushing your teeth on an airplane isn't fun, so you could do it in the airport terminal once you get off the plane instead. I'm also obsessed with Go mouthwash, travel-size packets you can pop into your purse without worrying about leakage. $8 for 12 at gomouthwash.com, gomouthwash.com. Madison Hedrick, fashion model and founder of Care Eon, a travel skincare blend, offers two tips. Prep with serious self-care. Before leaving for a trip, I get a manicure and pedicure. Shower, exfoliate, moisturize, use a face mask, the whole shebang. The more relaxed I am before a flight, the less travel anxiety I get. And bun your hair. I wrap my hair into a high bun for plane rides. Not only does it keep my hair's natural oils off my skin, which helps prevent breakouts, it also gives my strands a little more volume when I take out the bun. Valerie Frazier, JetBlue flight attendant based in New York City, offers two tips. Stick with your tried-and-true skin routine. If you don't have travel-size products, I recommend Cadence Travel Containers from $14 at keepyourcadence.com, KEEPYOURCADENCE.com. They're sustainable, leak-proof, and TSA-friendly, and they fit in a formula for a week-long trip. Plus, the labels are customizable, and the containers attach magnetically for easy organization. And be kind to your face. Keep a hydrating face spray. La Roche-Posay Thermal Spring Water is her favorite, $10 for 1.6 ounce at Target, with me on the plane to spritz throughout a long trip. After you arrive, it's nice to do a face mask or under-eye mask to really lock in the moisture and minimize the tired look. And from Deepa Buller-Khosla, fashion and beauty influencer and founder of Indie Wild, an Ayurvedic skincare brand, offers two options. First, snooze on satin. For overnight flights, I pack a satin pillowcase like Kitsch, $19, mykitsch.com, mykitsch.com, to reduce hair friction, tangling, and breakage. The last thing you want to worry about as you step off a long flight is how disheveled your hair looks. And go makeup free. While some people are intense about their on-flight skincare, I like to keep it simple. I carry sunscreen, lip balm, and a travel mist for a quick boost of moisture. I never wear makeup on flights, so I can spray my whole face a few times to keep my skin nice and hydrated. From Woman's Day, score salon-worthy nails at home. Getting a fancy manicure can suck up a whole afternoon, but this genius tip will help you DIY one in minutes. Apply a clear or neutral polish, and then create a simple design, like colorful polka dots with a nail art pen, or simply stick on nail decals. Woman's Day loves Nails Ink Mani Marker Easy Nail Art Pens, available for $5 on Amazon, and London Town Nail Decals in Petals in Bloom, available for $9 at LondonTownUSA.com, LondonTownUSA.com. Play with your pet. This is also Woman's Day. You'll get a boost of joy, and your BFF will benefit too. Active playtime engages pets' minds, keeps their bodies in shape, and strengthens their relationship with you, says Sam Meisler, DVM, founder and CEO of pet wellness brand Pet Well Clinic. But getting your feline friends moving can take some cunning. Most cats like to exercise on their own terms, Meisler says. Your challenge will be to make it seem like it's their idea. Activate their hunting instincts with a bait toy like a feather on a string, or by encouraging them to chase the beam from a laser pointer, or get them running and jumping with a cat tree or multi-level play area. From Women's Day, health checklist for this month, 5 little wellness moves to make right now. First, this one sounds easy, play some tunes. It could be good for your brain. In a study, when seniors who had never played an instrument started learning piano or taking active listening lessons to recognize instrument sounds and other aspects of music, they grew gray matter. So try watching active listening music videos on YouTube. Next, tone up for your BP. People who strength trained at moderate to vigorous intensity 2 or 3 times a week for 8 to 10 weeks lowered their systolic blood pressure by 10 mmHg and their diastolic pressure by 4.79 mmHg on average. Plus, the numbers stayed low for 14 weeks afterward. So do planks, push-ups, squats, and lunges to strengthen muscles without equipment. Bring back family dinners. When kids spend an extra 10 minutes having a meal with their families, they eat about 100 grams more vegetables and fruit, new research shows. That's what a small apple or bell pepper weighs, and it counts as a serving. So entice your kids with the apricot, grilled pork, tenderloin, and peppers, or other recipes, including fruits and vegetables. Load up on cranberries. They may help your urinary tract after all. Per a large study, cranberry juice and cranberry supplements were linked to 25% lower risk of repeat UTIs in women, and more than 50% lower UTI risk in kids and people who were susceptible to them after medical interventions. If you're prone to UTIs, talk to your doctor about a cranberry supplement. And consider antibiotics carefully. When people were prescribed antibiotics for respiratory infections, they were more likely to experience serious side effects, and those meds probably weren't necessary to begin with, according to a new study. So when offered an antibiotic, ask if it's needed and explain your concerns. From Women's Day, more time to feel centered with a morning bath. Instead of your standard evening soak, make bath time part of your morning ritual. This can help you start off the day stress-free. Opt for bath oils or salts with energizing citrus or herb aromatherapy scents to give yourself a boost. Women's Day loves Burt's Bees body oil in lemon and vitamin E, $10. And Kneipp, K-N-E-I-P-P, under the weather eucalyptus mineral bath salt, $4 at Ulta. And nourish your hair. Take a cue from the Ayurvedic tradition of hair oiling to add shine to strands. Once a week, smooth a hair oil from the middle to the end of your strands and wrap hair in a bun. Cover with a shower cap if desired. Then answer emails or make dinner, letting it soak in for at least 20 minutes before you shampoo. No conditioner needed. Women's Day loves Indy Wild Champy Hair Oil, $29. IndyWild.com, IndyWild.com. And double the calm. Incorporate box breathing into your tub time. Imagine there's a rectangular box in front of your face and use your finger to trace the border. Breathe in as your finger goes up one side. Hold your breath as it goes across the top. Exhale as your finger moves down the other side and hold your breath again as it continues across the bottom to close the rectangle. Repeat that 5 to 10 times. Tracing the box boosts your mindfulness. From Real Simple, grilled bread with topping and a DIY bread bar as an appetizer or even a main meal. The bread, buy a loaf of your favorite country, rustic or artisan bread. Cut slices about a half inch thick. Brush both sides with olive oil and a sprinkle of kosher salt. Grill over medium high until toasted and grill marks appear, 2 to 3 minutes per side. And then you just line up a bunch of toppings and let people help themselves. You can prep these ahead of time, of course. And there's a whole big long list. Burrata, or sliced mozzarella cheese. Ricotta cheese. Spreadable goat cheese. Sliced tomatoes. Sliced watermelon radishes. Baby arugula and spinach. Fresh herbs such as basil and mint. Smashed avocado. Sliced fruit such as figs, nectarines, and strawberries. Roasted red peppers, sweetie drop peppers, caramelized or pickled onions, pickled beets or other veggies, kimchi, cured meats such as salami, prosciutto, and pepperoni, smoked trout and other tinned fish, pesto, chopped olives, olive oil, honey, flaky sea salt, crushed red pepper, furikake, and everything seasoning. And a little aside, the pizza oven hack, if you have an outdoor pizza oven, that'll work too. Cook 2 to 4 ounce portions of pizza dough for about a minute and start topping. Flat bread for everyone. From Good Housekeeping, 5-ingredient dinner. They fudge a little bit on that 5 ingredients, like for salt and pepper. Shrimp and sweet corn grits, and grits is in quotes. So we start with fresh corn. Cut kernels from 10 ears of corn for a total of 6 cups. In food processor, pulse half the kernels until almost smooth. Add remaining kernels and pulse just twice to combine. Bacon. In a large skillet on medium, cook 2 slices of bacon cut into half-inch pieces, stirring occasionally until crisp 5 to 6 minutes, then transfer to a plate. Basil. Wipe out the skillet and heat 1 tablespoon olive oil on medium. Add corn mixture and a half teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper and cook, stirring occasionally, until just heated through about 3 minutes. Fold in the bacon and 1/4 cup basil leaves, roughly chopped. And then shrimp and smoked paprika. In a second large skillet, heat 1 tablespoon oil on medium high. Season 20 large peeled and deveined shrimp, about 12 ounces, patted dry, with 1/8 teaspoon smoked paprika and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Cook in a single layer until golden brown and opaque throughout, 1 to 2 minutes per side. Serve with corn grits and sprinkle with more basil if desired, and this serves 4. From Real Simple, Better For You Mocha Smoothie. It's like the beloved frosty coffee treat, but with fruit, protein, and fiber. Good morning indeed. Active and total time are both 5 minutes, and this makes 1 serving. We need 1/2 cup chilled cold brew coffee concentrate or cold strong black coffee, 1/2 cup dairy or non-fat non-dairy milk, 1 dried pitted medjool date, 1 tablespoon pure maple syrup, that's optional, 1 tablespoon almond butter or peanut butter, 2 teaspoons unsweetened cocoa powder, preferably Dutch process, 1/8 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, 1 pinch kosher salt, 1 medium banana peeled, sliced, and frozen, 1 handful of ice cubes. Place ingredients in a blender in the order listed. Process until smooth, about 1 minute. From Good Housekeeping, Butterbean Salad with Herby Vinaigrette. Active and total time are both 15 minutes. We need 1/4 cup olive oil, 3 tablespoons red wine vinegar, 1/2 of a small shallot, roughly chopped, 1 cup flat leaf parsley leaves and tender stems, 2 tablespoons oregano leaves, kosher salt and pepper, 2 14-ounce cans of butter beans, rinsed, 1 pound grape tomatoes in assorted colors, halved or cut into thirds if large. In a mini food processor, process oil, vinegar, and shallot until smooth. Add parsley, oregano, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper, and pulse until herbs are finely chopped. Transfer to a large bowl and toss with beans and potatoes. This serves 4 to 6 people. And from Good Housekeeping, a cucumber melon salad with chili and cilantro. Active and total time are both 15 minutes, and this serves 4 to 6. We need 1/4 cup plus 2 tablespoons rice vinegar, 2 teaspoons honey, 1 teaspoon sambal, kosher salt and pepper, 2 tablespoons canola oil, 6 Persian cucumbers trimmed and sliced 1/8 inch thick on the deep bias, quarter of a medium honeydew, 1 to 1 1/4 pounds, peeled, seeded, and cut into 1/4 inch thick slabs, 2.5 inches long. 1 small Fresno chili, thinly sliced, and 1/2 cup cilantro, plus more leaves for topping. In a large bowl, whisk together vinegar, honey, sambal, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. While whisking, drizzle in oil to combine. Add cucumbers, honeydew, chili, and cilantro, and toss to combine. Transfer to a platter and drizzle the dressing over the salad. Top with cilantro leaves if desired. And from, can't see it, Woman's Day, apricot grilled pork tenderloin and peppers. We had something mentioned that before. Active time 10 minutes, total 25, and it serves 4. We need 4 peppers, red, yellow, or a combination, quartered. 1 red onion cut into 1/2 inch wedges. 1 tablespoon olive oil, kosher salt and pepper. 2 small pork tenderloins, about 3/4 of a pound each. 1/4 cup apricot jam. And 2 tablespoons white wine vinegar. Heat grill to medium high. Toss peppers and red onion with oil and season with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Season pork tenderloins with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Grill vegetables and pork covered, turning occasionally until vegetables are tender to 8 to 10 minutes. Transfer vegetables to cutting board. In a small bowl, mix apricot jam and vinegar. Continue grilling pork, basting with sauce until internal temperature reaches 145 degrees, 3 to 6 minutes. Let's rest 5 minutes before slicing. Coarsely chop peppers and serve with onion, pork, and any remaining sauce. From Woman's Day, treat your tootsies. With this toe-scrunching move, keep your feet flexible and strong while drying your hair. Place a towel on the floor under 1 foot, and while sitting, grab the towel with your toes. Straighten your leg as you lift the towel off the floor. Continue to raise your leg as high as you can, then flex your foot up. The towel will drop to the floor as you feel a gentle stretch in your calf. Lower your leg and repeat 10 times with each leg. We've come to the end of today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. The content of this program intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. For questions, 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138.